855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Last four digits there spell out free. So if you've got one of those phones that actually has the numbers on it, still, the letters on it still, you can spell out free. 3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Send a user request and we'll approve it. Then you can call in and have a really great sound quality. Generally, 855-450-free. This is the live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
By the way, I should have told everybody where Ian is. Often our first seat host is Ian, and he is off at a ball for the 100-night shelter, which is a drop-in homeless shelter here in Keene, New Hampshire.
It is open for exactly 100 nights.
Yes, rather than being a place where homeless people can live, it is a place where homeless people can sleep. They're actually have to get out and get to work at 7:30 in the morning, or they have to get out at 7:30. You don't have to go to work, but you can't stay here. So it's I like it for many reasons. It helps people in dire straits, but it doesn't. It's the safety net as opposed to the hammock situation. So I really love 100 Nights for that reason. I believe they're at 100nights.org. If you wanted to find out more about them,
sounds right.
Yeah. So again, 855-450-free. We have been talking about a situation here where a father beat up a young man who was apparently showering with his daughter. And I get the impression that these people, we're assuming for the sake of having a conversation that these people are over the age of 16, which is consent. And so far,
in Georgia, where this happened.
So far, we seem to be in the minority in believing that it's not okay to beat up the young man in this situation. Now, if you feel like property rights have been violated, it's pretty obvious that the property rights were violated primarily by the daughter, not by the young man.
Yes.
Somehow or another, the young man needs to bear the beating in this. And I say that this is just societal prejudice against young people.
Well, it's also akin to, let's just suppose for a second, Mark, that you're not married. And you're dating someone.
All right.
And then you find out that your girlfriend has also been dating another man.
All right.
Normally, the way this plays out is you would get mad at the other guy.
That's the sort of the old story.
Yeah, that's the socially acceptable thing. That's what you see on Jerry Springer all the time.
If I had a commitment to, if there was a spoken, articulated commitment with this woman that we were going to be monogamous and she wasn't monogamous with me, then I would say my dispute is with her, not with someone else.
Right. But generally, you see the two guys then wind up fighting
over a woman that cheated on them.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Mike.
Yeah,
I want to say first, you guys have a great show, and I love your thought process. I think you have a bright future. I'll just cut to the chase quickly. First of all, the way that these other people that are calling in process information is pretty lacking. I mean, imagine, for instance, if instead of a guy, let's say this girl, his daughter or stepdaughter, would have been a lesbian, let's say, for example, and it would have been a girl that he caught in the shower with his stepdaughter. Would he have beat the heck out of her, too? I mean, I don't think too many people would say, yeah, he would have beat the girl up. But it goes to your point about it being a young male. It's okay to beat him up because he's a male, because he's supposed to understand. And don't get me wrong, I understand these callers having emotional, being emotionally attached to, yes, that kid should know better. He shouldn't be doing this, all that kind of stuff. Okay, that's one thing, our caller saying that, you know, what he should have known it was wrong. If it was wrong, then it would be legally wrong. I mean, if, like you assume, that the kids were over 16, and if they were under 16, it wouldn't make it much better. I mean, if they were 14 having sex, the father beating the kid up wouldn't have been any less wrong.
Wrong is kind of funny. When you put a bunch of rules on your kid, you can expect that they're going to be broken. I think that if you want to have a honest relationship with your child, that you need to allow them to grow in sort of a natural way.
Allow them to make mistakes.
Even the people that didn't have sex in their parents' houses probably drank when their parents didn't want them to. A variety of things. And what would happen if they were over the age of 18 doing it in the house? Would it have been okay to beat him up then?
good point. But there again, even going back to the point, if she would be a lesbian, it would have been another female. He wouldn't have beat her up. I don't think too many people would think, yeah, he would have beat her up. So
he probably wouldn't. But Mike, this guy is from Athens, Georgia.
Are you going to be prejudiced now?
Where I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. Athens, Georgia isn't that far away.
Okay.
So I know the mindset of people in that region. If the daughter was a lesbian, then there's probably a very good chance that he would have kicked the daughter out of his house.
Well, there you go. And that's another thing. And that can be judged rightly or wrongly, too. But when you're talking about physically beating a person, that's, you know, that we have to put a stamp on or stop him. Now, if he wants to kick his own daughter out for being a lesbian, that'll be another topic.
I think it's his prerogative.
Yeah, you're right. But to not have 90, and I think that's wrong, personally. I mean,
that's not
the point. But if that's the way he wants to live in his household, that's one thing. He's not physically imposing himself on another person. But to beat somebody, I mean, to not have most of your callers, the majority of your callers calling in and saying, you know, that this is wrong for the father to beat the person is kind of a shock. But then again, it's not.
Oh, it doesn't shock me at all. I think that this is a cultural conversation.
All the time. Yeah. It's just sad the way people process thought, though. I mean, it's almost like they speak in cliches or
I absolutely agree with you on this, Mike. It's like they just sort of pick up the old thoughts that somebody else had and said, oh, these must be the good ones. I was told these were the ones that most people have. That's not thinking. It's not even thinking.
Well, most people, and that's the whole point. Most people don't actually think. There's not a thought that goes from one thing to another. They attach themselves to a cliche or a certain feeling almost. They form it into a thought, and they just go with it. And even if they get during the course of conversation, if you're debating, as you notice, most of the time when you debate somebody, 95% of the people will not change their mind, even once they realize to themselves, wow, he got me there. Yeah, that's right. They just can't allow themselves to do it. They have to dig in.
So, debates don't work. And now on talk radio, a debate is fine because it keeps people listening. But debates don't work. If you want to convince somebody, you have to start with getting them to say yes about things, agree with you in ways, and then, you know, allow their own mind to come to the conclusion as you sort of lead them down the path. It's still not foolproof, but it's the only system that works.
Well, you're right,
anytime.
And that's for somebody who still has to be somewhat open-minded. I just find most people. Look, I went to school with one guy in particular that moved up to the Northeast, you know, very, very, very liberal area. And from what he used to believe to what he believes now is totally different. He's, you know, inundated and he's surrounded by a certain thought processes and he falls into it the same way on both sides of the spectrum, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, whatever. Most people fall under the heading where they really and truly don't think for themselves. And that's why this country and every other country that was and will ever be formed will follow the same, you know, pretty much form way because the people can't think for themselves. And it's kind of
good thoughts, Mike. Thanks
and
so much.
To me, all right, thank you all.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I can hear you.
Back. Hope you're feeling better.
Yep, thanks.
He sounds much better.
Yes, he does. He sounds 100% better.
Quick, Robert.
You know, I've been sitting here and I've been listening to this, and you know, I mean, there have been some, you know, some good talking points and stuff like that. But I mean, what do you expect this guy to do? Go over to the kid, shake his hand, and give him a cigar?
Well, I think that there's a difference. I think that, you know, obviously, in this circumstance, the guy's upset. Now, I personally don't think. I think that he should create a welcoming atmosphere for these young people and talk to them about protection so that we're not dealing with a situation where somebody gets pregnant. This is the opportunity here. You've had sex. Nothing bad happens from sex except venereal diseases and pregnancy. These are the things that we need to protect ourselves against.
They just got done violating the sanctuary in this guy's home.
I don't know that his house isn't sanctified. He does it in his house. He poops in that bathroom, Robert. Thanks for the call. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. And you can actually call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And we try to make it easy on you. You can call in, you can call in on the Skype line. And when you call in, by the way, on Skype line, use lrn.fm. You're going to be put on hold, especially if it's during the midst of the show. You can use the messaging on Skype. to tell me what you want, and then I can bring you on, or I can wait till the break, and then I can type and try to figure that out for you, just for a little bit of housekeeping here. Some people have had some difficulty trying to figure it out. So anyway, 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. I love BuzzBox Coffee. And the reason I love BuzzBox Coffee is not just because it is high-end, delicious, shade-grown, organic coffee, but because they care about the people that from whom they buy the coffee, and they have a larger mission just to make life generally better in countries that aren't so good and aren't as nice as the United States. Fact of the matter is. So for every 10 listeners that we get signed up with BuzzBox, Free Talk Live is able to give another microloan out to help somebody make a business so they can make a better life for themselves. And that's why you should go to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription there, get a free pound of coffee, of BuzzBox coffee. Sign up, get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Help us help 100 families around the world. That's what we're hoping to do. And you'll get some great coffee in the process. This is the kind of program I love because it doesn't give a handout, it gives a hand up. And you get something in the process. They give you great coffee, and you never have to worry about coffee again because you get on their subscription program. They just send it to you. If for whatever reason you end up a little more coffee than you expected, it's no problem. You can give a pound as a gift. People will love it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Sorry, I don't know if I introduced you, Daryl. If I have, if that's a second introduction, I forgive me. Let's go to Vinny, calling in from Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Vinny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing today?
All is well, sir. And you?
I'm great. I just want to make a quick comment. Assuming the girl was underage and the guy was not, then
not
I
so.
Personally would... Oh, that's not so. Then
they,
I
they were both under 18.
That's the only thing we know.
Assuming, you know, his daughter was 14 and he was 17, let's say, I might be a little angry myself, but it, depending upon what was happening, if it was purely consensual and nothing was going on, no aggression towards her or whatever, then I probably wouldn't punch the guy, just chase him out of my house.
Yeah, anyway, I think there's an age here that could be a problem, right? Like if I came home and my son, who is 6, was showering with his 17-year-old babysitter and they were naked, then I got a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
but you're not going
story.
To beat up the babysitter. You're going to have a discussion about this is not appropriate,
well,
and you're not the babysitter anymore.
The damage could be done at that point, and I don't know what the proper way to handle. I do not know the proper way to handle this. Honestly, that particular situation is not a parenting situation I've been in, but I don't think that this is a problem with calling the law at that point. That is the organization that, handles this stuff, even though it's a monopoly organization, probably not as efficient as it could be. It is the only organization I have to call. I don't think shooting her is the answer.
No, but, definitely not the answer. However, hello?
Yep, I'm here, sir.
Oh, okay. I thought I was hung up on accident or whatever. Anyway,
that happens all the time on talk radio. It's just, they don't even say bye.
I just wanted to say one more thing about that, and I want to talk about the flat tax real quick after that.
Okay.
Basically, I personally would rather be punched than have the law, I would rather be the victim of an assault to teach me a lesson than spend 5 years in prison for statutory rape or something.
If I was a 17-year-old man, I might agree with you on that one. But as a 43-year-old man, I prefer not to have to be in a physical altercation with somebody. I'm going to be hurt for weeks after something like that.
Well,
so, anyway, I can see why different people have different decisions on that. Tell me about the flat tax, and tell me the really awesome stuff about that evenly spread out government tyranny.
Okay. Well, basically on that, I think that it should not be based on income at all. I think it should be, as the flat tax is, based on sales. So that every single person is the people who make no money still don't get taxed unless they spend money on something.
That's not a flat tax.
The flat tax actually, as it's proposed by Neil Bortz and his crew, has this sort of government...
No, that's the fair tax.
Oh, that's the fair tax.
Flat tax is what Steve Forbes was advocating, to where the tax rate is the same for everyone.
I see. Like a 25% across.
Like 10%.
Well, what I mean then is I actually did the numbers on this, and if we had a 25% sales tax, with how much people currently spend while being taxed like crazy for income before they can even spend the money, they would be, the government would take in as much money as it does now. But of course, because there's no income tax or anything like that, and then people aren't spending billions and billions of dollars on avoiding
it's not that
taxes.
I disagree with you. Like I see some value. I do disagree with you, but I see some value in a VAT tax. However, first I want to see the 16th Amendment completely repealed and removed from the books, and then the next day we can talk about a VAT tax. But until that's done, the income tax, right? And until that is done, you're going to see the government do both. That's what they're going to do.
And that's the way the fair tax legislation is currently written, is that if the 16th Amendment isn't repealed within 6 years, then this bill goes away. But as we know, you know, they amend things to make temporary programs permanent all the time. So if the fair tax ever does get passed, you're going to wind up with a national sales tax plus a national income tax plus this weird monthly welfare program to every man, woman, and child in the country gets a check for the amount of tax that they might possibly maybe spend in the coming month.
And this is what D.C. does. They reward their friends, they punish their enemies. The income tax, as it exists today, allows the Washington, D.C. to reward farmers and beekeepers and a variety of people who have managed to lobby the right way to get the right thing. And it doesn't hold people responsible for their own actions because they don't want that, Vinny.
Here's a little fun fact.
Quick.
The NFL, General Electric, and Goldman Sachs paid $0 in taxes. General Electric and Goldman Sachs are in Obama's administration.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised at all. I know that big companies manage to get off without paying taxes. That's what they do. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Vinny. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype. I want to see if I can make this work. Is it Sheik?
Sheik. It's Sheikh Essentific.
What is it you like to talk about, sir?
I will talk about the same issue that you were talking about that a father beat up a stepdaughter's boyfriend. I think in Pakistan it's really an issue that you find someone in your house, stranger.
I want to hear what happens in Pakistan, Sheikh, if you just hold on. I'm going to use that because I can't do the whole thing. So hold the line, 855-450-FREE.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And talking about ProXPN, ProXPN is a virtual private network. That's what a VPN is. ProXPN, VPN, it's like an extreme PN is the idea there. And a lot of people don't know what a virtual private network is. But what it does is it kind of creates this encrypted tunnel through which you can reach your through your ISP to the website that that you're trying to go to. So your internet service provider is your ISP. What they're doing is they're logging everything you do online and keeping that log for months, if not years. Likely years, certainly months. And they'll turn that over to any law enforcement agency that asks for whatever reason. And you may say to yourself, what do I have to fear? Well, you know, a lot of people out there over time have found, certainly I did have something to fear, and I thought I was just doing normal stuff. They were doing normal stuff. But once the information's out there, you never know exactly what is going to happen. So it's good to be protected online, and a VPN will help you do that. Also, a lot of people are doing torrenting. Now, torrenting doesn't mean you're downloading and stealing or anything like that. There's all kinds of stuff on torrents that you you can do, and you listen to and watch and those sorts of things, and ProXPN allows you to do that, too, if you use their premium edition. Now, to get their premium edition at a nice low price, you can use FTL20 to get 20% off. If you get the annual plan, that's about $5 a month that you get to protect yourself. By the way, you can use this on any device you've got. So not just any device you want at any given time. So if you're using it at the home on the desktop, that's cool. You want to take it on your laptop and use it there, that's fine too. You can use it on your smartphone, whatever, it protects you. Because there are people out there in the world that are they're watching what you do online, trying to get any information from your phone that they can get. ProXPN protects you there, too. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Use coupon code FTL20 and get the security and privacy that you've got a right to. proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go back to, I'm just going to go ahead and say Sheik, because I'm not so great with what I heard there. Sheik, can you hear me? Sheik?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Have you got the audio turned down on whatever way you're listening to the show? Because I kind of hear a little bit of feedback.
Yes, I'm listening from the TuneIn app.
Can you turn that down, turn the volume down on that?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. And then tell me what they do to kids that get caught showering together in Pakistan.
I think it's really a big issue that someone might kill that boy.
Yeah.
But the kid is below the 18 years of age. Then he must be slapped one time and he must ask the boy to get out of the house. But if he is above the 18, then actually it is banned to have sex off of wet milk in Pakistan. So they can be jailed for this.
So if he's above the age of 18... he could be killed. If he was below the age of 18, he wouldn't. He would probably just be beaten up.
But above the 18, if he's from an educated family and he's caught in the educated family, then he would be jailed for this. Because according to the law, it's banned in Pakistan.
What's banned exactly, Sheik?
Sex out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock. Okay, that was what I was having a little difficult. Yeah, I don't doubt you for a second. I think that this is the sort of, it's this paternalistic, old, religious mindset from thousands of years ago. And it doesn't matter the religion. It all comes from the same sort of idea. And it doesn't forward anything. It doesn't help. Sheik, thanks so much for the call. What helps is talking to your kids about protection against pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
Right, and if I had to guess, and I know that I'm speculating here, as we have been doing throughout the night, is trying to speculate at, you know, what was going through the father's mind, what was going through the daughter's mind, what was going through the boyfriend's mind. And, Mark, one thing that you keep saying, and it makes a lot of sense, that there should be communication within the family. The father and the daughter should have conversations about what is appropriate behavior within the house. This is something that I will not tolerate in my house. Or, hey, if you're going to do this, then you should make sure that you take these precautions. If the father or stepfather, I'm just going to say father for lack of
better word. Yeah, he's a father. I hate the stepfather.
If the father is responding in the way that he is alleged to have responded, then my guess is he does not have the best relationship with the daughter.
If you have a bunch of rules, you're going to have a bunch of violations. If there's freedom within the home to speak about the things that people want, that they need in their lives, whatever that might be, then you're going to have a lot of communication, because you're going to be far better off with the truth from your kid than you are with trying to, beat them into line. All that does is drive them out of the house.
Right. And something else that I want to speculate at real quick and pose a hypothetical question: if it was his son instead of his daughter, and he walked in on his son coming out of the shower with a girlfriend, would he have, responded the same way, or would have he said, "Hey, son, good job, want a beer?"
Or would he have beaten up his son?
Right.
It's obviously, there's this thing about beating up girls that's uncommon. Let's go to, rather than us speculating, let's go to Donald. He wants to talk about the Free State Project. Donald calling in from Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I actually just recently got into the Free State Project, and I'm going to be moving in September to join the Free State Project.
You can find out more at freestateproject.org.
Okay, one thing I'm questioning about, I have one other topic to bring up, is there any significance to 20,000? Is there going to be like a revolution that sparks, or is there some movement or anything of the sort?
So the Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to sign up at a website, that's freestateproject.org, that pledges that within the time frame that we reach 20,000, I think we're 15,500 now, moving right along, that everybody will pick up and move to one place.
Within 5 years after the 20,000th signature.
That's right. And what it was a doctoral thesis by the guy who created the Free State Project, Jason Sorens. And what he did was he studied sort of the amount of people that it would take to create a movement and to make sort of some sort of difference in one of the smallest states in the union. And he looked at things like the Mormons and the hippies that moved to Vermont and how they changed the atmosphere of the place. The Mormons changed dramatically, as you can imagine. Wasn't too much there as far as white folks in Utah. And what it really is just a number that he came up with. And he has since retracted the number and said that it really would only take 2,000 really dedicated people. And we've already got 1,500 in the state. And here in New Hampshire, we've essentially got a libertarian veto. There are 80 people who the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has given an 80% rating to, who are part of sort of a Liberty Caucus. And that Liberty Caucus controls the vast majority of the votes. There are a few votes that don't have to go through that number, that 80% number. So, the 80% number. So, I don't know if I've answered your question, but essentially the 20,000 is just a number.
Okay, that's exactly what I was wondering. And then the second thing I'd like to bring up is seceding from the U.S. I think that'd be wonderful, but what I'm kind of personally having to decide to is, now is this kind of like creating the situation for possibly civil war or revolution?
I don't think that in this day and age that you're going to see the United States government rolling tanks in on some state that decides to secede. However, I think the idea of a state seceding is a pie-in-the-sky pipe dream. It might be a fine thing to discuss because I believe that people have a right to secede, and if they want to do it as a group, they have the right to do that too. I believe that people have – that governance should be voluntary, so therefore secession necessarily is part of an exit plan. But I think that nullification – and that just means that states telling the federal government they're not going to do something.
I say the federal government just completely collapsing as a much more likely scenario than someone seceding.
Right. I think the government's going to collapse before you see a state secede. But, Donald, I do appreciate the questions. Thanks so much. It's a great opportunity to talk about those kind of things. 855-453 or lrn.fm. That's the username on Skype. 855-453.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Ian, our co-host, is off at a ball, having a grand old time. He actually wore a tie. So rare to see him. He's only got one.
No, he has two.
He has two? Really? I can only think of the orange one.
He mentioned another color earlier in the day.
Oh, how delightful. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. If you want to use Skype and you haven't called us before, you're going to need to send a user request, and I can just take care of that right now as the show goes on, and then you can call in, and it'd be nice if you'd tell me through the little chat mechanism what you want to talk about. That makes it a lot easier for me. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Richard calling in from West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What would happen if the son wouldn't have lost the fight and he would have beat the dad up if he would have been charged with assault?
I think that you probably would have been charged at this point, because it's a very bad idea to get into a fight with somebody on their property.
Right. Even though, you know, you're naked in the shower, next day, you know, some dude's attacking you, I'm standing up for myself.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but you can imagine how, you know, I mean, this is a big man. I saw the pictures.
Yes.
And I've fought big men and I've fought little men, and I can tell you fighting big men is harder. My advice is punch him in the face, because...
What? My brother is fighting for the UFC title tonight in Virginia.
Oh, my.
I'd like to give a shout-out to him.
I hope that he – this is interesting. So I used to do boxing, and boxing's much worse for the brain than this UFC stuff is, but it looks so much more brutal. I mean, these guys get messed up, and they really punch hard. I just feel so bad watching these guys. What's his name?
Yeah, Andy Knopp. They call him the Tank. He's fighting Stephen. I can't think of his last name. It's for the belt out of Barbarian Fight Club.
Excellent. Well, Richard, keep an eye on that, and I'm gonna check and see who wins this one. Andy Knopp. Interesting. Dave in Wyoming. Dave, you're on Free Talk
Live.
How
are you?
Excellent, sir. You?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
What's on your mind?
Excuse me. So I'm a big believer in this idea that
You know, every story has nuances and details that we may not be aware of.
Oh, yeah. I try to bring stories in for the purpose of talking about sort of generally about issues. The specifics of stories don't interest me quite as much. Would you agree that there is a cultural conversation that it is A, okay for to hit males, not okay to hit females, B, more okay to hit young people, young men than it is to hit old men, and C, okay to threaten and terrify the people that are dating your daughter?
Yeah, certainly I think there are those conversations going on. I think for the most part, you know, I kind of missed the beginning of this whole session, so I didn't hear
That's
the
cool.
exact breakdown of the story. But one thing I'm not hearing is people calling this what it seems to be is assault on a minor. I mean, if this, assuming these guys, you know, assuming this was consensual and they were both, you know, between 16 and 18, I mean, we have laws against this thing for a reason. He can't assault an adult for this sort of thing. You don't just attack someone. That's not the go-to response. And of course, you know, we don't know the history of this story. You know, we don't know the interactions this guy's had with this kid before and said, you know, stay out of my house, stay away from my daughter. And, you know, there's a little bit to be said for, you know, if he's repeatedly told this kid stay away and the kid's coming back.
Right. Now, this is a different story. I would change my whole attitude.
For assault.
Yeah. I would change my whole attitude if the conversation was, son, get out of my house right now. Player, you can't tell me what to do. I'm been invited
get out of
here.
The house immediately. Yeah,
and you, are being uninvited. Get out now. I ain't leaving. Right. Bam, 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 bam. Like, this is a whole different conversation now.
Right.
I have no problem with. Now, I would like to point out this man was actually charged with a variety of things about, like, mentally abusing a child and a whole bunch of things. And I really have a. I have a problem
forcing someone under 18 to witness an assault.
Yeah, it's I have a problem with a lot of this is because I really think this is a simple assault. This is one man beating up on another man. And if this kid's between the ages of 16 and 18, he's not a child. You weren't a child between the ages of 16 and 18.
Legally, he is a child.
The law is written by a bunch of liars and thieves.
Well, and the law is not consistent. Because in Georgia, one can enter into a contract at the age of 16. One can consent to sexual relations at the age of 16, but one is not considered a full adult for most things
until
18. You can't buy porn in Georgia until you're 21.
I mean, I just recently, you know, came off of working with high school students. So 16 to 18 year olds, they are children. Like, they may be physically developing and, you know, mentally, actually, they're more aware of than what we might think. And so, yeah, it's an interesting point to be brought up about the emotional scarring of this event as well, because there are numerous studies that show that emotional trauma activates the same centers in the brain that are activated when physical trauma is inflicted.
I agree with that completely. But mental development isn't done until in the mid-30s. So the question I would have for you is where do we decide? You know, throughout human history, 12 and 13-year-olds have been called adults. They're certainly an 18-year-old is old enough to go off and fight in the military. Are you telling me 6 months earlier that he's somehow less capable of making a decision than he's able to make 6 months later?
Two days earlier. Under the law, he's not the same.
Well, let him answer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's definitely nuances to that. There's, you know, like this idea of, you know, Sam standing on the border between Canada and the United States, and I'm, you know, 18 years old or 20 years old or whatever it may be, and I, you know, take one step over the border. I'm legally allowed to drink here. What's the real moral, like, difference? It's with these boundaries we have, these national boundaries, obviously they're very important, and, like, this ties into the whole thing going on in Crimea right now, but ultimately these are man-made boundaries. We invent these. So, of course, there's dialogue to be had about, like, you know, every issue and whether or not, you know, this guy that was with his daughter could be considered an adult is one thing, but we also have laws against assault on anyone.
Yes, and I think it's in a simple assault. But anyway, that's beside the point. Here's another thing I'd like to point out, since we're on this topic, and we'll switch over just a little bit. I think that the way that we treat young adults causes them to act less and less competent. When I had a job at 12 years old. And I recently, in the last few years, had the opportunity, a friend was working at a kind of a fast foodie type place, and they had a lot of people, this was their first job. They're in college, and it's their first job.
What?
They're not showing up for work on time, completely incompetent, and I feel like that not only does mental development occur over time, yep, it's true, but also that if you treat people like children, they're going to continue to act like it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And, I definitely agree. It's definitely a huge societal problem, where I may have been brought up in an environment that encouraged me to learn and to become, find value in work. And there's certainly something to be said for that, but we also have to keep in mind and acknowledge, and you just have to assume the best of people because you can't know everything that's gone on in their lives. People don't choose the circumstances into which they're born. You know, i.e. their parents, their environment, the emotional and mental stimulation they get as children. Sometimes that can take years to repair if it's not done properly, when they're a child. So we can't know everything that's gone on with everybody. That's why we have to assume the best of people. It's just important to keep that in mind. And in order to live in a civilized society, we have to realize that, some people, while there's this idea that it may not be your fault, it is your problem. But we have to keep in mind that it may not be their fault as well. So the compassion and the sympathy has to play a large part in any discussion about that.
Thanks, Dave. 855 450 free. I tend to think that this is all part of the problem. This is all part of the larger, greater issue that we treat kids like they're children, like they're young people, like they're children for far too long.
Yeah.
If responsibility is introduced to them, they're going to be better at it. I started working at 12 years old. I wasn't that great at showing up on time and being responsible for my actions, but I can tell you I was a world ahead of my competition, which is the other young people that I was going to school with, by the time I'm 16 or 17. I'm a lot more responsible than they are. And some people would say, oh, child labor. I wasn't exploited.
I was working when I was in, kindergarten.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.